Speaking of Larry Weber, we have a special weather statement. We have near critical fire weather conditions today and tomorrow, and Larry's going to be talking about that coming up. The relative humidity is below 25%, winds over 20 miles an hour today and over 35 miles an hour tomorrow could cause critical fire weather conditions today. Near critical today, exceed critical tomorrow. So they're not kidding when they say no outdoor burning and just be super, super, super careful. Until things start to green up a little bit, we've got to take some extra precautions. And a man who's all about extra precautions and not setting things on fire, Smokey the Bear, I mean Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You mentioned all the fire hazard conditions. What goes on, and this is not unique to just this spring, but every year when the snowpack starts to disappear, we still have plenty of snow out there, but there is a lot of places where the snow has gone. And what gets exposed after that snow melts is the plants that were under the snow all winter, and they're dry and they're dead. The part that we see above ground is dead, and it's very easy to burn. April has become our fire month, and it's a fire that is usually grass fires more than anything else, and so that's what they're talking about. And it kind of creeps up on us every year. We don't really expect it when we see snow on the ground in early March, but things change. We now have, officially, the Weather Service says we still have some snow on the ground, and like I say, there are plenty of patches of snow. I think it's really interesting, the snow is on the ground right now. Every morning, like this morning, when we had a temperature of less than 20 degrees, the snow is very hard and crusty. You can walk across the top of it and so forth. By afternoon, when the temperature gets into the 40s, and like I say, with sunshine and with wind, it gets mild and the snow becomes very wet. And I also notice how there are places where there's snow on the ground. The north-facing hillsides have plenty of snow. The south-facing hillsides right next to them in many cases do not have the snow. So it's an interesting situation that exists. Yes, it is part of our spring. And speaking of spring, vernal equinox is tomorrow. Now, the term equinox means equal day and night. That actually happened a couple of days ago. However, I like to think of it in different terms, and that is from this point on, light will be more than will be darkness. And so spring doesn't mean immediately we're going to have hot weather and such, but we are above normal. The first half of March has been above normal, not as warm as I thought it was going to be when we had a 55-degree temperature one day, but it has been above normal. We did get a pretty good snow, but we are less than normal with snow. But the other statistic that is really interesting, here we are talking about fire hazards and how dry it is, and yet for the month of March so far, statistically, we are above normal. Now, if these rains happen that you talk about coming up on Sunday and Monday, then we may see some changes. But, yeah, a very interesting time to keep our eyes open. There are many things that happen. We are in the waxing crescent phase of moon, and you may have seen it last night shortly after dark. It's a beautiful moon, often in kind of a smiley face appearance. And we are moving towards the full moon that will be around at the end of the month. This is a time we look for migrants. And yes, there are migrants that are out there. I've talked before about how bald eagles that have been showing up, many of them are probably migrants, as well as various hawks. Canada geese, I've been seeing Canada geese on a regular basis. If I don't see them, I hear them like I did this morning. Same way as trumpeter swans, see them on a regular basis, and once again, hear them if I don't see them. So there are the migrants that are out there. There are many that have not yet made their appearance, and I have, once we get to the 20th, between the 20th and 30th of March, I have consistently noted four of them that are worth talking about. One of them, the sandhill cranes. Sandhill cranes, not that long ago, we almost never would see them in our area, but now they are a regular migrant and almost always during the 20th to the 30th of March I hear them flying over, and they got this real loud guttural kind of noise they make. And then there is the ruff grouse, which is not a migrant, but between the 20th and 30th every year, and consistently between the 20th and 30th of March, I will hear them drumming. And with mornings like we have this morning, when it's clear but chilly, yeah, they will be out there drumming, but I did not hear them yet this morning. Then there is the red-winged blackbird. Red-winged blackbird, to me, is one of the greatest sounds there is of spring, and I have consistently heard them usually between the 20th and 30th of March also. There have been some years, we're not to April, but most of the time it's during that time of March, and it is the marshes and swamps and so forth that they show up at, and a male starts proclaiming his territory with their oralee type of song. Then there is the woodcocks. Woodcocks are different from the other ones, and that is they go to the swampy areas. They are a kind of shorebird that is different from other shorebirds. They don't have the long legs for wading. They have short legs, but they have a long bill that they can stick down into the wet mud to get worms that they feed on. Well, they show up early in the season, and at night, usually after dark, after 8 o'clock or so, they'll go out and they'll strut around. The male will strut around and make it kind of noise, and then fly up in a real weird flight. And once again, it's usually consistently between the 20th and 30th of March. Now, there's a number of other migrants that show up sometime during that time. A good example of juncos and sparrows and robins and grackles, but they're not usually as consistent. The other thing that's been going on consistently now has been the woodpecker drumming. Every day I hear it, and the woodpeckers are calling, are drumming real loud. They use their big, powerful bill in connection with some branch. Usually the branch is kind of hollow, so they, when they bang on it, it makes a resonating sound. And I've been hearing the drumming of pileated woodpeckers, hairy woodpeckers, downy woodpeckers, and red-bellied woodpeckers, all of them right now. And there will probably be a few of the migrants that are come back in the next month or so that will add to that list. The other interesting sound that I've been hearing every day, including this morning, has been the gobbling of turkeys. Once again, it wasn't that long ago. We didn't have turkeys in this area, but now we do. And yes, when it gets to be a spring morning like this, the male gets out there and does his gobbling, and nice and loud, it's easy to hear. We have had a chipmunk showing up regularly in the yard. Raccoons will come by occasionally at night, as do skunks, but it's the chipmunk that comes in the daytime. I have not yet seen any bears, but there probably are a few that are starting to wake up. I went through a field this past week, and the snow was gone from the field, and out among all the grasses in the field were plenty of tunnels left over from the meadow mice that tunneled underneath the snow. And then, of course, there's been some great insect news. I last spoke to you on Friday of last week. Well, on Saturday of last week, we had a mild day, temperature in the 50s, plenty of sun, and I was out walking, and I saw the first butterfly of the season. These early butterflies that show up in March are butterflies that hibernate for the winter, hibernate as adults, and most of them belong to a group called Anglewings. The one that I saw was a Compton tortoiseshell, one of about four or five different kind of Anglewings butterflies that can be seen early in the season. Keep an eye open on these next few days. I wouldn't be surprised if you see them as well. Yesterday, I visited a lake. The lake is almost 100% covered with ice, but there were little spots where there it was open along the shore. And so taking a look at these little spots, I noticed the movement of some water bugs underneath the ice, and I thought that was interesting. They probably wintered down there the whole winter. There were two kinds of note. There's a small one called a water boatman, and then a very large one called a giant water bug, and it was interesting to see those on a March day like this. In addition to that, let's don't overlook the plants. I have crocuses right outside the house, big yellow buds every day this week. When the days were cloudy, the buds never opened. But yesterday, when we had sun, one of the buds started to open. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if we have the first dandelions opening. I haven't seen them yet, but they're probably out there. There's maple sap going on. There's pussy willows and quaking aspen with their furry buds. And there is pollen starting to form on the catkins of alders. So, yes, there is plenty going on right now. And, yeah, welcome to spring. Yes, and you know the old saying we have about spring, don't you?
Spring ahead, fall back?
Well, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
This is a saying that works good for northern Minnesota, and that is, when spring comes, can winter be far behind?
There you go. Say, you you neglected the porcupine report.
Yeah, because I didn't see the porcupine this week. I'm sure it's still around. I saw tracks, but I didn't see the porcupine itself.
I am so excited. What if you get porcupets? What if you get porcupets?
Oh, no, I don't want to make a porcupine for a pet. No.
No. Baby porcupines, as you well know, Smarty Pants, are called porcupets. Isn't that adorable?
Porcupet?
Yes.
Porcupets or porcupups?
No, they're called porcupets.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
with two T's.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what
well,
that's
look out for them.
That is what an infant porcupine is called. Is there a cuter animal on the planet? I don't think so, Larry.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll be on the lookout for it, because if there's one around here all winter, there may be a couple more.
I'm so excited. Oh, gosh. Wouldn't that be marvelous? Oh, yeah. I'm all a flutter. Thank you, Larry. It was wonderful
okay,
to talk
care.
With you.
Have a good one. Welcome
you too. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on Northland Morning.